Our first lesson is from the first chapter of Luke, which is also the prayer that we said, the responsive prayer in the beginning, which contains these wonderful words of hope and salvation. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the beginning, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to do mercy with our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, that he would give to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and justice before him all the days of our life, to give knowledge of salvation to his people for the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, by which the day spring from on high has visited us, to appear to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. We also read from the first chapter of the book of Matthew. And the birth of Jesus Christ was thus. His mother Mary, being betrothed to Joseph before they came together, was found with child from the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being just and not willing to expose her to public infamy, intended to send her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was declared of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being awoken from sleep, did as the angel had ordered him and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And we read further from the True Christian Religion, number 121, about the state of the world when the Lord came into it. It says, at the time of the Lord's first coming, the hells had increased to such a height as to fill the whole world of spirits, which is intermediate between heaven and hell, and thus had not only thrown it into disorder, the heavens which are called the lowest, but also attacked the middle heaven, which was being infested in 1,000 ways, and which would have gone to destruction if it had not been upheld by the Lord. Such an uprising of the hells is meant by the tower in the land of Shinar, the head of which was reached to heaven. The hells had increased to such a height because at the time when the Lord came into the world, the whole earth had completely alienated itself from God by idolatries and magic. And the church, which had existed among the sons of Israel and afterwards with the Jews, was utterly destroyed by falsifications and adulterations of the word. A like work has been done today by the Lord at the present time, because as has been said before, this is the time of the second coming, which is foretold through the apocalypse. The difference is that at the time of the Lord's first coming, the increase of the hells was the work of idolaters, magicians, and falsifiers of the word, while at the time of the second coming, it is the work of the so-called Christians, both those who have imbibed naturalism and those who have falsified the word by confirmations of their fabulous faith in three divine persons from eternity, and in the passion of the cross as consisting in redemption itself. The second reason why the Lord also redeemed angels is that not only every man, but also every angel is withheld from evil and held in good by the Lord. No one, angel or man, is in good from himself, but all good is from the Lord. Therefore, when the footstool of the angels, which they have in the world of spirits, is taken away, they become like one seated upon a throne when its pedestals are removed. This confirms what has been stated in the faith of the new heaven and the new church in its universal form, in its particular form at the beginning of this work, namely that the Lord came into the world to remove hell from man, and he did remove it by means of combats with it and victories over it, thereby subduing it and reducing it to obedience to himself. And further, Yahuwah God came down and took upon him the human from for the purpose of reducing to order all things in heaven and all things in the church, because at that time the power of the devil, that is, of hell, prevailed over the power of heaven, and upon earth the power of evil over the power of good, and in consequence a total damnation stood threatening at the door. This impending damnation Yahuwah God removed by means of his human, thus redeeming angels and man. From this it is clear that without the Lord's coming, no one could have been saved. It is the same today, and therefore without the Lord's coming again into the world, no one can be saved. We read further from the True Christian Religion, number 579. It says, the Lord came into the world chiefly for these two purposes, to remove hell from heaven, from angel and man, and to glorify his human. For before the Lord's coming, hell had grown up so far, even as to infest the angels of heaven, and also by interposing itself between heaven and the world, to intercept the Lord's communication with men on earth, so that no divine truth and good could pass from the Lord to men. Consequently, a total damnation threatened the whole human race, and the angels of heaven could not have long continued to exist in their integrity. So the teaching of the church that without the Lord's coming, no man could have been saved, is to be understood in this way, that without the Lord's coming, no one could have been regenerated. In respect to the other purpose which the Lord came into the world, namely to glorify his human, this was because he therefore became the Redeemer, the Regenerator, and the Savior forever. For it is not to be believed that thus by redemption once wrought in the world, all men had thereby been redeemed, but that the Lord is perpetually redeeming those who believe in him and obey his words. Amen. Here in our reading, blessed are they who hear the word of the Lord and keep it.